Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Training camp. First week is wrapped up. First year for Olivia Garvey from ABC7. She joins now via the BetQL guest line. Olivia, thanks for joining the show. We appreciate you.
Your voice is amazing, by the way.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, how can you not get excited going into a show with that type of music?
Right? A little Childish Bambino, right?
I love it. I love it.
So how was your first camp? What was your biggest impression from being down there in Richmond besides the heat?
The heat, yeah. The humidity, the heat, the rain sporadically popping up in our live shots. It was a journey for sure. But my impression of camp was probably how well the Washington football team did putting on training camp in Richmond. I mean, this is my first time going. I've never been to training camp before, but I said it all week. They are a well-oiled machine over there. They did such a great job. They did, you know, they had specific days for, you know, the military, the fans, the kids. It was just so good, and you can see how excited this team is for the season, and they're looking really good, too. So it was just a great week all around.
So I tell you this. I had a list of, like, the best returning players because they did so much in the offseason and bringing new players in. And then I realized I had to add Landon Collins back to my list. I had him off the list. You know, I was like, all right, well, Achilles, maybe he's not going to contribute that much this year. Looks like he's going to be a star once again this season.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough season last year, of course. You know, Cameron Curl coming in, taking over his spot, and he's a beast, though. I mean, he's looking good so far from what I saw. I really like him. The fans really like him. And he looks great. He's back. That position, you know, is a competition right now, but he's looking pretty, of course we know that he'll be the guy, but he's looking pretty good. What injury?
Right. Like when you hear Achilles, it used to be, oh, that person's career is over. Then it was,
brutal.
He'll be back in a year.
It's such a brutal injury.
But it's 9 months ago. I mean, I think that's crazy.
Oh, no, he's a beast. He's a beast. And everybody looks up to him too, which is so cool to hear. I sat down with Cameron Curl one-on-one, like I said, and he's just in awe of the type of player he is, the type of guy he is. He's guiding these younger players. But it's going to be good to see him out there because he's a machine. That's the best way to put it.
Who was your best interview this past week then?
I had one-on-one with Cameron Curl, but, you know, when we were all in the press room, Ryan Fitzpatrick came in, and that guy just lights up a room. And I had not, you know, we had not talked to him in person before. This is the first time that we've really talked to everyone in person for over a year now. He just came in there, and he was just so charming, and I don't think he means to do it, you know. He doesn't mean to be funny. He doesn't mean to be, you know, this guy, but he is just so good, and he's going to be such a good leader, and you could see that. And I asked him, I had one question, and I asked him, I said, what do you see that we don't see out of this team? And he's like, we actually really like each other. And I was like, well, that's a good start. That's the way to start off a training camp. But, he was really fun to listen to, and it really felt like he had been on this team forever.
Yeah, I think that's really funny the way that he's able to just do that and to think that he was in that same draft with Alex Smith as their last quarterback taken. And then, like, Alex Smith was the first quarterback taken. Now he's gone, and in comes Ryan Fitzpatrick into that role. So looking at the rookies, I've been hearing a lot about Diami Brown and how incredible he's been out there. And looking at the situation that's happened with the players testing positive for, or the players in COVID-19 protocol, not testing positive, Curtis Samuel, right? Like, to think, okay, he's had the ankle injury, now he has this. I think, at least for a preseason, Diami Brown's going to get some more looks. Do you imagine he's going to take a big advantage of those opportunities in preseason games?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he already impressed the coaches this week, and you can tell on their faces. Like, you were watching them, or you were watching him, and then you would watch them to see their reactions to a, you know something that he would do, and they were just so impressed, you know, with, you know, the playmaking ability, the route running. He's really good, and he's super athletic, and I think the coaches are very impressed with what he brought this week, for sure.
Yeah, he's the guy that they draft him in the fourth round. It's like, all right, let me do, a speedster. This felt like when they drafted
him. Oh, he's so fast. He's so fast.
Yeah, it's different when you see it in person, right? Like, especially, so I try to explain to people, when you're at practice, it's different than even going to games, because a game and a fan, as a fan, you're up high. When you're field level, what's it like when you see Diami Brown run by?
Well, for me, like, I've always wanted to go to the NFL Combine and just watch the guys just run, just to see the fastest college guys run and just be there in person and watch them just fly past me, because it is something special. I think that's the best way to put it, because you don't really believe it. Like, sure, you see it on TV, but when you're there in person, he's just flying past you. It's really cool. It's really cool to see.
All right, so the serious part of it, six players in COVID protocol right now, including Brandon Scherff, their first All-Pro since, I believe, Brian Mitchell in 95, right? Like, Samuel, who we just mentioned, Matt Ioannidis, your sacks guy. Man, it just seems like important players. If it's going to happen, I guess now is the better time to have a COVID outbreak for the Washington football team. But what was it like at training camp when this news broke and Scherff was taken off the field?
I was actually standing with someone else, and I'm looking and I'm watching, you know, the big boy walk off the field with the trainers, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, he doesn't look injured. I don't see an injury. And right now, unfortunately, your mind goes to COVID-19. Like that, like it's not fun to think that way, and you don't want to assume. So, of course, all of us are standing there, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so hopefully he's just going inside, like, you know, and it's fine. Maybe he tweaked something or, you know, but, yeah, Ron Rivera telling us in the presser, it was one of the first questions, that he's on the COVID-19 list. And it's tough to listen to Rivera talk about it, because he cares so much about his players. He cares so much about the competition. He cares about evaluating these players ahead of season, and this is going on. It's so difficult for this coaching staff. And Rivera said it yesterday. He said, it's very difficult for us to evaluate these players ahead of season when these guys are walking off because of COVID-19. And they are the lowest vaccinated team. We know that. We knew that going into training camp. They're very good about kind of talking around and talking about it, you know, letting us in. They're very good at, you know, telling us what's going on, but you can tell Ron Rivera's exhausted. He's exhausted trying to get his players to do this, but it is their body, their choice, and I think this is going to be a very long road for this team.
Do you feel like, in watching the players interact, and do you feel like there's any division about this? Because when I hear or read or listen to anything that Ron Rivera says, said, quote, I think it's frustrating, especially in the fact that last year we were the number one team against COVID. Our players took the challenge of staying inside the bubble. And then he mentions that, you know, he was trying to educate players and getting vaccinated today, that some of them said that they would on their day off this Sunday. But as far as the players are concerned, I mean, I've heard, you know, different things, different ways that they've addressed this. But do you sense any division between the players who are vaccinated and those who are not?
I don't. I did not see that at all this training camp. That might be a thing. That's obviously going to be a thing behind closed doors, because when they step out on that field, it's football. So, and that's what we saw at training camp. Like, they're not there. I personally saw no division from this team. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick making it clear that, you know, they all like each other. We like each other. We had fun out there. We're having fun out there. I didn't see any division. I saw a football team just playing football and getting ready for the season. That's their number one goal. And that's what Rivera is stressing the most, is that, and I think that's why he wants them to all get vaccinated, because that's a competitive standpoint. If you're having all these COVID-19 issues, you're losing your top players, and we saw that all week long. So I did not see division, but that's just because they're going out on that field and they're not thinking about anything else. So I don't know. I think maybe behind closed doors, but I did not see anything like that.
Yeah, hopefully it leads to some discussion and they're actually galvanized and come together, because I think that's what we all want. No one wants to be around a team that's losing. Let me tell you, from years of being around here, I've heard it. No one wants this team to lose. Like, people are like, you're rooting for us to lose. No, no, we are not. We want this team to be good. And we want everything to go smoothly, because it makes our lives and our jobs better. So I think there were reports of fights earlier in the week. Who won those particular scuffles? Like, who'd you have coming out on top?
I don't have fights. I don't know. I at the beginning of the week, I was running around everywhere. So I was just like, with my head cut off, trying to find different places to go. You mean competitive wise, like competition?
No, I guess there was like some scuffles early on. I saw tweets. You know, here's the thing about
being
back here in
DC. Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so if you didn't see it personally, I don't want you to speak out of turn and say, yeah, I saw like, it looked like the offensive linemen are getting frustrated because Sweat and Chase Young are just having their way.
No, I did not see that. I was, like I said, I was running around, so I didn't see that. But, wow, that's news to me.
Yeah, and I think it was really early in the week. We're going to give you an absolute pass on that. This is your first training camp.
Like, maybe give me a pass and let me ask someone else about it, because now I'm super interested.
Yeah, definitely ask someone else about it and see what they tell you. But I remember particularly my first training camp in New Orleans, and imagine that, the heat down there. And I was like, they're outside? They're outside? What's happening now? And I heard the whistles. By the time I looked back, I guess there was like, you know, the Oklahoma drill. I guess guys had gotten into it. I completely missed it. So, I've been there.
Let's not forget, these are some big competitive dudes. They're all just some big guys trying to compete. Doesn't matter if it's training camp. That competitive edge doesn't leave, even if they're not in a game. So I'm sure there definitely was some heat between players. I can imagine that. But after they get off the field, I'm sure it's like, we cool, dude? Yeah, great.
Well, I'm going to ask you if we're still cool after this question, because I see, Mad Max, the greatest pitcher of all time in Nats history. Yeah. I don't care what anyone else says. Oh, he's now a Dodger. And look, I mean, you and I are friends on social media now. I know where your heart lies. I mean, how excited are you that Mad Max is going to play for the Dodgers as the rest of us are over here shedding tears?
You know, I actually, when it happened, I was actually a little bit up. I was sad. I was sad for this fan base, because now living in D.C., you become attached to obviously the teams that you're covering. You know, you're invested in the guys, you're invested in the team. You want them to be successful, and to watch him go, because the fans do love him. I mean, his face is plastered all around Nationals Park, and now they'll have to take it down. And I can't imagine what fans feel like. I can't imagine the Nationals fans and how they feel. On Twitter, I always post, you know, I've been posting pictures, and, you know, I think I said deep breaths, you know, to the Nationals fans, because it's going to take some time to get adjusted to it. Because he was just, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's going to go in with that Nationals hat on, and it's going to be great. But I'm for the Dodgers side, great. I mean, what a great starting pitcher to have in your, oh man. I mean, and Trey Turner's going to be there. That's the Dodgers are just, they're loaded. They're absolutely loaded. I can see how fans are upset, because that's a team right there.
Yeah. They're the trillionaires in baseball now. Forget billionaires.
Oh my gosh.
They've jumped into a different stratosphere. So I just wanted to get your take.
Oh, they absolutely do. But he's going to be successful. He's going to get himself another ring, and And I hope Nationals fans, you know, understand that this man deserves it. He deserves to go somewhere and get another ring. And the Nationals just aren't there right now. They had their time in 2019, and now they'll go through a new era, and that's what they need. Every team needs it at some point. So it's going to be really cool to see how this Nats team goes, for sure.
Absolutely. Rip the Band-Aid off. I hope that you enjoyed your first training camp and that the preseason games go smoothly and that this is a good regular season for the Washington football team. Olivia Garvey from ABC7, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
I am on Twitter, Olivia7News, and then Garvey7News on Instagram. So, Nationals fans, I've tweeted a few things about, you know, I posted a picture of Scherzer in a Dodger jersey. Probably shouldn't have done that. So they're probably all like, unfollow.
No, I was like, oh, man, it's the first image I saw of Scherzer in Dodger blue, and I was like, oh, man.
Like you said, rip off the Band-Aid. He's gone now. Let's focus on the team here.
Yeah, exactly. Josiah Gray it is, and this catcher that's a switch-hitting catcher that's batting 311 and hitting 16 home runs, that's who I'm after now. I got to learn his name, though. I got to get it right. Hebert Ruiz.
You have a new favorite.
All right, Olivia, thanks for stopping by. Overtime, I appreciate it. Via the BetQL guest line. Oh, man. I just really hope that it's a new day for the Nationals. I think she provided some good insight on the Washington football team and her experience at training camp and what it was like as this COVID situation broke. I feel like from the two people we've heard that were there, yesterday we had a guest on as well, Michael Phillips, who works for the Richmond Dispatch, and he kind of said the same thing. It was almost like they were handling business like a turned ankle. You know, like, hey, you come over here. Oh, but that guy's not injured. What's going on? And, hey, these guys are gone for the day. So, anyway, we spent yesterday's show talking 3 hours about the Washington football team. We're going to stick with the Nets and the Wizards. Wes Hall coming up at the top of the hour. This is Chris Miles here on Overtime.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot about this Washington football team attending training camp, but also baseball with her her dad being a great baseball player and clearly growing up around the game. You can hear her Dodger fandom. She tried to, you know, keep it to the side a little bit there. But Max Scherzer, You could hear the giddy in her voice that Max Scherzer and Trey Turner are headed there. And, you know, good for the Dodgers. They're in contention this year. The Washington Nationals clearly were not. And once Kyle Schwarber went down, once it was like, oh, we don't know when Steven Strasburg is coming back, kind of felt like, well, if you're going to destroy and rebuild it, why not now? Because you finish out this season, you get another, you know, like you get a better position in a draft for next year, right? You save money on your cap this year and theoretically at the start of next season. You have more money for free agency, and hopefully you can go land one of the big fish in the offseason. Go get you a third baseman. First and foremost, remember, Kyle Schwarber was a one-year rental, $10 million. Do you think he's going to sign for $10 million again? No. And the Nationals have every right to go get him this offseason. So if he does sign for more and they want to bring him back and he has a great conclusion to this season, they can do that as well. So I think those are things that can't go overlooked. If you look at some of the prospects, I mentioned his name. I'm trying to get it right. Kybert Ruiz, 23-year-old switch-hitting catcher. There hasn't been a catcher like this if he pans out in Nationals history. This is a guy that has the opportunity to be best catcher in Nationals history. Elite contact skills with power to hit 311, 16 home runs, 45 RBI in 52 games in AAA. We're going to see him this year. Going to get an opportunity to see a guy who, according to scouts, has potential all-star ability. He's had 15 at-bats for the Dodgers, 2 home runs in those. So that was the guy that they keyed on because, you know, catcher has long been a position. It's like, all right, can we get a guy here? So really think about it. You got Soto. Now you add a catcher who seems like he can be a middle-of-the-lineup guy. Josiah Gray, the pitcher they got as well in the deal. Gray has a chance to be a number 2 starter when he's done developing. So when you give up on a guy like Max Scherzer, who's 37, going to be 38 next year, so you think, okay, we're not going to have him. Do you really want to pay him $100 million pushing 40? Or get yourself a guy that's 23 years old, throws 95 and up, and you know, has been filling in for Clayton Kershaw. You know he's a major league pitcher that you think could be your number 2 starter in the future. And then, I guess, a bullpen arm in Donovan Casey and some other pieces. A bunch of guys that you don't know is going to, and Sean has heard me make this joke a bunch of times, a bunch of guys that you don't know if the next star could be one of them because we were all told that Victor Robles was the guy and Juan Soto became the guy. Let's go to Bill from North Carolina. I believe Bill has something to say on these Nats as well.
Hey, this is very refreshing. I couldn't agree more. I was listening to some of the morning shows, and everyone was saying, oh, the learners are cheap. It's very predictable, you know, and everybody was saying they don't pay their play. That's just ingenuous, and it's absurd. But the Nats had to do it. You look across the dugout tonight at the Cubs. They're going through the same situations. The White Sox did this for 5 years, and now they have more great players, and they know what to do with. But the only thing, there's a couple things that are looming. That they're unresolved nightmares, and one is the long-term contracts. You know, all these fans call up and say they want everybody to have a 40-year contract and back up the Brinks truck and pay everybody $100 billion. But here's the problem. You've got Strauss and Corbin, and if those don't pan out, that could be the only remaining nightmare. And Mike Rizzo, you know, he's had some problems at the draft the last 6 years. The road is littered with Seth Romero's and Dunnenberg's. I could go on Dunnenberg's. I could go on for a minute, but and Rutledge. I don't see him. He might make it as a reliever, maybe. And they've got the issue of Robles and Keyboom. They may click, and they might just not. I don't know if Victor has it from the neck up, so we'll see. But it had to happen. I'm happy about the whole thing. I think they've got some wonderful prospects, and I think it's going to be exciting. But the other thing, pitching-wise, they've given some away. You know, you look at Robbie Ray and the starter to Philly in the Papelbon deal, and, you know, how'd that work out? And Dane Dunning and Giolito, those are great pitchers. But, you know, these are things that happen along the way. But all in all, I think it's a good thing. It had to happen. And you know, you can't satisfy the fans. You look at that Harper situation, and you brought it up this morning. Everybody said, I'm going to hold my breath and turn purple, and, you know, I'm not going to any more games if they trade Bryce. Well, you hold on to him for a couple more months, and then what do you get? Nothing. So that's the cruelty of baseball. It's a cruel calculus. The other thing I hope they get straightened out, and this is one of these things that this new commissioner, oh, God, don't get me started on this guy, but he doesn't have a clue as to what to do with. They got to get this Masson situation fixed up. This is an embarrassment to baseball, and it's just pure extortion. You know, Angelos is having a ball up there, start playing four-corner stall with this situation. He's going to litigate this for the next 3 years, but I think I think this has to be done and over with, and let the Mets get a ton of this TV money, but that's a disgrace. I think that's a god-awful situation, and it's an embarrassment to baseball that this hasn't been resolved. So I hope that's one that they can get fixed up and we can move forward on that situation. But all in all, again, it's something that had to happen. I'm happy about the whole thing. We had to move on from the old guys. It was the oldest team in baseball. The minors was completely denuded. There was nobody in the minors that could hit a ball out of the infield. So it's I'm happy it had to happen, and so be it. So here we go. Move forward and have a ball.
Thanks for calling, Bill. I think you made a bunch of great points. We have to go to break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about this a little bit more before switching to Wizards with Wes Hall at the top of the hour. So more than that's coming up after this break. Check. let's put something in perspective, right? So when you look at the Nats now, the farm system has been basura for a while. And then you see the stories. Cade Cavalli strikes out 12 for Harrisburg as Nationals look towards the future. So now four of Major League Baseball's top 100 prospects belong to the Nationals. And I think it's guys they need to hold on to. So now you have two possible starters coming up that are in the top 60, right? Cade Cavalli is his name. He seems to be the one that could possibly be an ace, right? Or be your number one or number two starter. Josiah Gray has been spoken as being your number two starter. So Cavalli is a 22-year-old. 2.57 ERA in 77 innings pitched in high class A Wilmington. So he's a guy that it seems like has potential, has tremendous potential. And Josiah Gray has been, you know, starting for the Dodgers. He's been getting some opportunities in the majors. I think we're going to see these guys, at least Cavalli, at least Gray and Ruiz. We're going to see him this year, and we probably get to see a lot of them. The other thing that our last caller made me think about some more, too, is like Victor Robles. We'll see him as a leadoff batter. You know, when this team's trying to compete, it's like, yeah, you got to just slide him down. Slide him down the lineup. But when you're trying to develop, hey, put him in a leadoff spot, see how he does. I mean, look how that worked for Schwarber. He was struggling a bit. I'll put him in a leadoff spot. 16 home runs in June. Here we go. Let's go to Chris on line one from Maryland, joining us on the Gambit DC listener line.
Hey, Mr. Miles. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, you're doing great on the baseball, I think, your perspective and everything. And to calm everybody about Max, look, Max, it was that time and 2 months left. First of all, everybody was forlorn. Max is going into a Hall of Fame wearing a Nationals jersey. That's number one. So he's going to always be in our life. Number two, don't know what will happen next year when he's a free agent. And number three, heck, if I'm the Nationals, when it does come time to hang it up, call him back and give him a one-day contract or something and say, here, your last game's going to be here in Washington, and we'll give him a loving response. That's that. I like the trades. You had to move on and start building and transitioning because this year was a wash. And too bad we didn't get to celebrate our championship. Trey Turner. Oh, here's the other thing. Look at Trey. Look at Bryce Harper. Look at Rendon, who we've let. I believe, and even Max, the the people we've let go, I believe we've gotten the best out of them during their best years, if that makes sense.
It makes all the sense in the world, Chris.
And last but, hey, if I may, last but not least, when you talk to Wes, if you do mention the top 30 basketball players, are you all going to go back to the 60s or whatever? Thank you for taking my call. See you at the top, Mr. Miles.
All right, thanks, Chris. I'm going to go off of a list from Complex, which probably won't. they're like a, you know, a new thing that I'll actually read that list off when we come back. So here's the last point made by Mark Zuckerman. The Nationals, by the way, finished July at 8-18. It's their worst record in a single month since they went 8-19 in June of 2010, the same month that Strasburg made his debut. Now, here's the thing. June of 2010, I remember Strasburg's debut, and I'm like, that was 11 years ago. I am officially becoming an old geezer. That is what's happening. Because I'm like, oh, I remember that. That was 11 years ago. What is happening? All right, Wes Hall coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to go through that list from Complex and tell you how I feel about it. Got to talk about life as I see it. Chris Miles here with you on Overtime. Chris Miles here with you on this August 1st. Right now, I'm going over the Complex magazine. I don't know if it's a magazine anymore, actually. Top 30 players of all time. So those that don't know, the NBA is set to release their top 75 players at 75 years. When they dropped the top 50 a few years ago, or I guess 25 years ago now, I'm saying a few years. They did 50 at 50. Now they're trying to do 75 at 75. There were some people omitted that it was weird to see. Like Dominique Wilkins wasn't on it. And at the time, he just finished a stellar career. So, all right. I got the list. Here it is. According to Complex, here are the greatest players of all time. Allen Iverson at 30. John Stockton at 29. Zeke, Isaiah Thomas at 28. Kawhi Leonard at 27. Giannis, what it is right now. Giannis, what it is right now at 26. Now, I already got a little beef with this. Here's why. They got Dwayne Wade ahead of Giannis. Nah, fam. Dwayne Wade, no. Think about it. Go accolades. Let's just do accolades. Giannis is 26, so he's going to pass Wade. And all he has to do is just, like, have a decent career from here on out. But Giannis is a two-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, All-Star Game MVP, Finals MVP. Just the right there. Wade is a three-time champion, one-time Finals MVP. Never was a regular season MVP. Wasn't Defensive Player of the Year. I don't know if he won the All-Star Game MVP either. Oh, Giannis also Most Improved Player. Oh, Defensive Player of the Year. Come on. All right, so Scottie Pippen, six rings. Yeah, but individual accolades. I'm going Giannis over Scottie. Giannis over Wade. Moses Malone, not going to argue against him. Elgin Baylor, so... it's our guy Chris that called earlier and was like, are there going to be old school guys? Oh, yeah, it's loaded with your people. Don't you worry. Moses, Elgin Baylor, David Robinson at 21. I'm not going to lie. I kind of feel like Giannis just has to finish his career. He's going to. So to me, looking at this list, Giannis is going to shoot past these people. Dr. J is a tough one because if you add his ABA points to his NBA points, then Dr. J's top 15 all time. And I get it that he struggled. Like now, people would rip Dr. J for not winning a championship. You know, like he won one in, what was it, 83, right? But he came up short prior to that. That was kind of the knock on him. And he won one when he was late in his career. Karl Malone at 19. I despise him as a human being, so I will just skip past that. Jerry West. Only Finals MVP on a losing team, though LeBron should be added to that list. Dirk Nowitzki. I interned with his sister, man. I can't say nothing dirty about Dirk. But what I'm saying is, I don't know if he should be higher than Jerry West. I just don't know about that. Charles Barkley at 16, and then we got another new guy, Steph at 15. I feel like that's exactly where I put Steph Curry, 15th greatest player of all time. This is where the list is set tripping right here. Kevin Garnett, 14. What? What is happening? What is going on? Who was the finals MVP when the Celtics won? Was it KG?
I want to say it was Paul Pierce.
Right? Get out of here with that. Dirk over KG. Giannis over KG. Dr. J. Jerry West. Maybe even Chuck and KG is an interesting one. KG got the championship, so I think I can see. Anyway, I think he's way too high.
Why is Carmelo way up there? Carmelo.
I know he. I thought you said Carmelo.
No, Carmelo. Like, he won two MVPs, but
look, man,
why is no championships? Why is he that high up?
I don't think Carmelo should be on anybody's list. He, you know, he paid a child support. Go ahead, leave Carmelo alone, man. I ain't gonna could discuss him no more. Hakeem, I always feel like Hakeem Olajuwon's underrated because. He, don't forget, he went to the finals in the 80s. Like, immediately had an impact. The only player, I believe, that's top 10 in steals, blocks, and rebounds. Right? Like, and has the points and all the other stuff. But I think he's the only player in the top 10 in steals, blocks, and rebounds in NBA history. Then there's the big O. So, again, our caller was like, they're going to have old school people. Oscar Robertson, 11. Tim Duncan, 10. This is the NBA top 10 is absurd now. Like, it's basically we're doing the NBA top 15 moving forward because it's you can't. Oscar Robertson at 11, Hakeem at 12 are top 10 players. KD, Kevin Durant at 13. What do you think about that? I feel like it's weird because I watch him play basketball. And I'm like, oh, I get it. But then I think of his career and I'm like, nah.
Same thing. Like, watching him play, I'm. To this day, I think he's one of the great, probably the greatest scorer of all time.
But, like, if you go look at his accolades.
Accolades, right.
He is not a top. Okay, so what did you say? Best scorer, right?
Right, best scorer
of all time. What do you think he is in the NBA's all-time scoring list?
Where? He's top 15.
How about this? Look it up.
Okay.
And you don't have to do it immediately. He is not, sir. Not even close. In fact, you know how I know this? Because Sam Mitchell, former NBA Coach of the Year, was like, hey, Chris, you think KD's going to catch Kareem? And I was like, no. He's like, let me look that up. Like, you're not on the list, sir. You can't get into this club. Wes Hall coming up at the top of the hour. You're not on this list, sir. You can't get into this club. Chris Miles here on Overtime. I got to take a break so we get my man Wes Hall in. We're going to discuss this some more and some more and some more here on Overtime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.